Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Welcome back to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. It's me, Sophie Deans. And in this episode, I'm going to be taking you through what Japanese Shinrin-yoku is and why you should be incorporating this into your wellness routine. And of course, how. So, I have to hand it to the Japanese. They seem to know what's going on when it comes to a lot of wellness practices. And if you didn't know already, there are a couple of blue zones, they're called blue regions in Japan. And these are known as areas or regions where people are actually living the longest in the world. And it's quite hard to pinpoint exactly why they're living so long. And I'm pretty sure it isn't just due to one thing, but kind of a whole multitude of different factors, you know, in their lifestyle and different well-being choices. And I've mentioned this in a previous episode on how I watched a documentary on Netflix not too long ago. And I'm not sure, I don't think I got the name right at the time. So I have double checked it for this episode. And the documentary is called Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones. And you can see that I've added this title to the show notes if you want to have a look after the podcast and have a little watch yourself. It's a series, so there's lots of different episodes and it's on different locations. And yeah, I found it super interesting, so I would recommend watching it. Anyway, so you'll probably find that there are, or there will be, quite a few episodes in my podcast series, Stress Less Obsessed, where I will touch on various Japanese terms or ways of living for wellness. And I'm just going to think just off the top of my head, some of the things that I talk about quite a bit is matcha, Japanese matcha and green tea and the benefits that has for well-being. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I absolutely love my matcha and I will travel far and wide to make sure I get my matcha wherever I go. I think it has so many brilliant benefits and even some other things I recommended that were Japanese inspired were a couple of books. Yes, in episode 16 of the podcast, yeah, two out of three of the books that I recommended in that show, in that episode, they're actually from Japan. So Japanese writers, authors. One relates to the term ikigai, I think I've said that right, which focuses on basically finding your purpose for a happier and longer life. So obviously, who wants to live longer if you're unhappy? No one. And of course, happier people tend to live longer. But anyway, let's come back to today's episode where I actually have another Japanese term for you, and that is a Shinrin-yoku. I did a YouTube pronunciation just to check that I had this right, so hopefully it sounds similar at least. And this is known as, otherwise known as, forest bathing. And this is a practice that involves immersing yourself in nature. So it's not necessarily taking an actual bath in a forest, as it kind of sounds. Although I'm pretty sure that would probably count as getting your dose of forest bathing, if you manage to find a real nice fancy cabin in the woods, in the forest, with an outdoor bath, or even going for a skinny dip maybe in a river in the forest, that also sounds like it would definitely be covered under forest bathing. But really, the whole idea is more around being in nature, particularly forests, and it's for the purpose of improving overall well-being. And this idea originated, I think it seems around about the 80s in Japan, and since then it's become increasingly popular worldwide, so not just in Japan. And it's a way to reconnect with nature, and it promotes both mental and physical well-being and health. So let's just dig in a bit deeper, because it's all sounding great, right? So you're probably wondering, what do you actually need to do in order to get benefits from this and what the benefits are? So it's quite simple. It literally just involves spending time in a forest environment and engaging in mindful techniques and activities and practices. So things like your deep breathing exercises, some sensory awareness, maybe a little bit of meditation if that's your thing. And well, what you actually need to avoid doing is focusing on physical exercise or reaching a destination, because forest bathing is all about slowing down, being present, and being fully engaged in your surroundings and appreciating the natural environment. So let's get to the good bits. What are the benefits for doing this? Well, there's a few of them. Firstly, the one that I think we're all here for is stress reduction. If you're a returning listener or an avid follower, you will know how much I preach about getting outdoors and spending time in nature. And that is because it has actually been scientifically proven to reduce levels of cortisol, and that's our stress hormone, and instead it promotes relaxation. Now just imagine being in a quiet forest, you know, there's not anyone there, with the sounds of the birds, perhaps a river running through, the calming sights, sounds, scents of being amongst a forest. You know, I think for me, even just thinking about that helps me alleviate any feelings I have of stress and anxiety. And obviously, if you're in a forest, not just necessarily at your local park, but actually fully immersed where you have nature at every angle, that's really going to dampen down your nervous system. So if your stress levels are reduced, guess what? You're also going to have the benefit of an improved mood too. Forest bathing has been linked to improvement of mood and overall emotional well-being, and being surrounded by trees and natural beauty can uplift the spirits and foster a sense of inner peace and happiness. Not only that, but a reduction in blood pressure has also been shown with forest bathing. And that is due to the lower levels of stress hormones. Another benefit for you, and something you might not have guessed, but you can benefit from a boosted immune system. So how that happens is, as you're surrounded by the forest and trees, you're actually breathing in these little airborne compounds, and they're emitted from the trees, called phytoncides. And they have been thought that they may enhance the function of the immune system and increase the production of white blood cells in the body. And these are the little cells that help us fight off infections and illnesses. Great news. Okay, so have you ever heard that having a picture of a forest or nature by your desk can help with productivity while you're working? No? Well, I have heard that before, and I didn't think that it could be related to forest bathing, but now I'm starting to think that it's kind of like having that kind of effect without being in the forest. Obviously not at the same extent, but did you know that forest bathing can enhance mental clarity? So whether that's just because you're disconnecting from technology and being fully present, immersing yourself, not trying to multitask, you're being amongst really fresh air, and it can really clear the mind, improve your focus and your concentration as well. And I think forest bathing really provides that opportunity to pull yourself away from everything that's going on with quiet, declutter from the mental noise, and gain clarity of thought. Spending time in nature has been known to stimulate creativity and problem-solving abilities, relaxing the mind. Even meditation shows this as well. When you have a more relaxed state of mind, it can encourage new ideas to flourish, new insights to come together. And that's another benefit of forest bathing too. Lastly, I have for you that it may help improve sleep. And not just sleep, but the feeling when you wake up. So if you wake up feeling groggy, even though you've had your 8 hours sleep, then forest bathing is actually meant to help you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. So, I mean, it all sounds great, right? So how do you actually go about doing this? Especially if you don't exactly have a forest right in your back garden. Well, some tips to help you. You might have to do a little bit of research first, but you really want to find a suitable location. So, like I say, you can find a natural area where there are parks and trees, but if you really want to embrace the full experience and fully immerse yourself for the full benefits, look for a nearby forest, somewhere that's going to be more quiet, where you'll find there are less people around, less distractions, less hustle and bustle. That's what you want to get away from. You want to be able to hear birds, see butterflies, maybe hear a river, and really just, I guess, take a time out and be with nature. So always choose a location that has easy trails or paths that are really accessible. You don't want to get lost. You know, that is really stressful, and that's not what we're going for here. It should be the complete opposite. So that's the first one. Have a look and try and find a location first. Then wherever you are choosing to go, you really want to leave your technology behind. And when I say behind, I don't recommend leaving it at home, but I would say maybe leave your electronic devices in the car. You know, your smartphones, your tablets, and you can really switch off then. You want to fully immerse yourself in the experience, be fully present in the natural environment without any distractions, and that will just enable you to take everything in. It will also allow you to engage your senses fully, completely, and because there's no rush while you're forest bathing, you know, just like if you have a bath at home, do you ever have a bath thinking, oh, I'm gonna have a quick bath? I don't know, I feel like people don't do that anymore since, you know, showers became more popular. I feel like when I was a baby, everyone was having a bath a couple of times a week. Now I feel like people don't have baths anymore. But when they do, no one has a quick bath. It's like, I'm going to go and relax in the bath. And that's the whole purpose. So when you're there and you're taking your time, you want to observe and appreciate the sights, the sounds, the smells, and even the textures of the forest. You might even take your shoes off to ground, depending on where you are and what the forest floor is like. And you want to notice the patterns of the light filtering through the trees, the rustling of the leaves maybe in the breeze, you know, the scent of the forest floor, the earthy scent, and the sensation of the ground beneath your feet. And really remain present and be really mindful of where you are. A place like this is perfect for other mindful activities as well. So whilst you're noticing all of your senses, maybe you're doing some deep breathing, doing a guided meditation or a guided visualization, and that will just help to get even more benefits by calming the mind and deepening your connection with nature in this calming environment. It's the perfect place to do some mindfulness activities. So focusing on your breath, and that just will allow you to slow down a little bit more and be fully present. Not just that, but if you're moving slowly, taking slow, deliberate steps as you explore the forest, allowing yourself to move at a leisurely pace, keep the whole serene atmosphere. Remember, this isn't about getting to a certain place. It isn't about extreme exercise. This means taking breaks and actually sitting down or standing quietly, observing and absorbing the beauty of your surroundings. Not rushing around, not chasing butterflies, but slow moving, slow living, and really focusing on being calm, calming your nervous system. If you can, I would recommend you spend at least 20 to 30 minutes in the forest. But if you can stay even longer for extended durations, then that would provide even greater benefits. I would say, especially if you have to travel away to get to your nearest forest, I would say spend the day there if you can. Really allow yourself to relax and unwind as you soak in all the healing energies of the natural environment. For me, there really is something so magical about being in the forest, and there's so much to look at and appreciate. So many different smells depending on where you go, what the weather's been like, if it's been raining, if it's damp, if it's dry. The air is just so much fresher and there's a lot less distractions that we can get even if we go to our local park. It's just much more peaceful. I would say a little tip, take a picnic rug to chill on or a blanket. You want to make sure you're really enjoying your bathing and you're comfortable. Maybe even take a chair if that's more your vibe, and make sure that it's warm enough or that you're warm enough and you're dry. There's nothing worse. I mean, I think absolutely go to the forest when it's raining. I love that. I find that even more relaxing because you have the sound of the raindrops and everything glistens in the rain. But of course, there's nothing worse if you're absolutely getting soaked and you're freezing cold. So just prepare. And if you need to take an umbrella, a raincoat, some shelter, whatever, just make sure that you're going to be comfortable. Lastly, I just want you to remember that forest bathing is not about achieving a specific goal or outcome. It's about embracing the experience of being in nature and allowing it to nourish your mind, your body, your soul. Decompress, slow down. And whether you choose to go alone or with a group, it's really restorative and rejuvenating, and making regular time for frequent forest bathing sessions, you'll keep reaping the benefits of this wellness practice. So just to summarize and cover everything I've talked about today, it's Shinrin Yoku or forest bathing, and it can help you reduce your blood pressure, stress, anxiety and depression symptoms, improve your mood, boost your immune system, increase mental clarity and creativity, and it may also help to improve your sleep so you wake up feeling more refreshed. So to get started, I covered that you should really do a little bit of research before you get to a location. Make sure you have easy access. Leave your phone in your car to really enjoy and immerse yourself in the experience. And practice some mindfulness while you're there. At least become aware of all of your senses. And move slowly. Stay calm. Don't rush. And allow at least 20 to 30 minutes or stay for a few hours for optimal benefits. And try and make it a regular occurrence and you won't regret it. Well, that's all from me today. And thank you so much for joining me. I'll catch you on the next episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stress Less Obsessed. And thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.